Well, I think the excesses of Me Too have kind of, like, died away. Their debut self-titled album, released in 1977, pretty good song, good album. 6 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the top of the hour. These reverse well too far behind. If you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamer.e888.us, channel pound skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, replace the O with a zero for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be updated for a day or so. I'm pretty good at updating the playlist, though. You can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray. Oh, yeah. So, I started watching on, like, what is it? On one of these, torrent viewers. I don't know what they call it. B or something? B. B something. Yeah, I started watching a Miracle where the B torrent. I think that's what it's called. So yeah, I started watching a Miracle, the movie about like the 1980 U.S. hockey team that beat the Soviets. But I started watching that, and so may have watched a little bit more tonight. So anyway, amazingly enough, you survived the first hour of this week's the next show, and we'll be back with hour number two featuring theme time songs about Sacramento. Right after this.
Was that six last week?
The next show on Radio 3 Digital. Radio.
To our listeners, the Radio 3 Digital.
Free Digital. Oh my god, RFD.
Hello there. You may not remember me, or if you do, you may have nightmares. This is the Impaler from Impaler Control, wishing everybody on Skyscanner and RFD and all the other stations that carry us the best holiday season greetings. Doesn't matter what you celebrate, just as long as you celebrate it and keep that spirit in your heart and take the light. Carry it into the new year. Blessings upon your house.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dishness, talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing? Too much heavy metal, too much music you've never heard before, too many long, boring economic lectures. Tell my friend that you need Smilkshake. Yes, that's right. Instant Smilkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today. Unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
Hello,
Hello, this is Bambi, co-host of the Jimmy Lee and Bambi Show on CNI Radio, which airs live Saturdays from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, minus 5 Universal Time, and simulcast on RFD. Happy holidays, season's greetings, and as Tiny Tim would say, God bless us everyone. Music recorded by John Hullingham at SoundCloud.com.
NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact, there's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah, turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and...
Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, p.m. Pacific Time.
In the town of Nazarene, an angel hath appeared to Mary and Joseph and told them of the birth of a child. And he shall be the son of God. And lo, Joseph said, hey, man, whatever, man. Because he knew that God controls thunder and disease like cancer and herpes. So Joseph and Mary rode a donkey into the hills of Galilee to Bethlehem so she could give birth in the barn, because that makes sense to hippies who don't wash and think it's not right to lay in straw and sit next to goats. It ain't. And lo, the Son of God was born on that day. And the angels knew it was so, because the baby already looked godly with the long gray beard, which babies don't have. Also, the baby could probably shoot laser beams from his diaper. I'm not saying that happened, but lo, I'm not saying it didn't happen. But it probably happened. And his parents were killed by Voldemort, and he knew he had to go to wizard college.
Hey.
And they all joined a crazy race called a
Cannibal Run. This story is important.
I'm just setting the scene. I'm building the characters. And lo!